Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. It's high spring and the national fancy food shows are in full swing, which means it's time to get an update from Adam Borden, our food scout, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen. Both you and I always look forward to hearing what Adam has.
Certainly, and looks like today we're going to be eating sweet things, which is a
sweet and cold.
Has a soft spot in my heart.
Thanks for having me back.
Adam, a pleasure.
As you probably see in your kitchen, Jerry, and in others, the idea of adult desserts has really come about in the last 10 years.
Certainly.
Whether it's adding savory combinations to something that's sweet or using more adult flavors in desserts. And so what I wanted to bring to you today are some products that you're starting to see in the marketplace.
Sure.
That allow you to do that at home. So the first thing I wanted to bring in today is a single malt whiskey gelato bar.
Right. That single malt whiskey is an adult ingredient.
It definitely
is. Not for your kids.
And the fact that it's in a pop is even better.
Yeah, it's right. Yeah.
So right. One of the things that's really hard about using alcohol in frozen products, as I'm sure you've experienced, is that it obviously doesn't freeze.
Right.
So in this case, Gelateria Naya, which is a San Francisco Bay Area producer, what they did is they actually work with a small distillery in the Bay Area, and they actually took the distillate. Instead of using the finished product, the distillate's maybe 180 proof.
Right.
And they add just a tiny little bit to the bar. And when you taste it, you taste the peatiness of the whiskey.
You really do. It's astonishing.
But it's not boozy. It's not no. It's not knock you over the head. It's just, it's got that flavor.
Yeah, and it's neat because we have it's a sweet thing. But there's this contrasting, like you say, peatiness that's going to it that is very reminiscent of scotch. Very grown up, I must say.
Right, and the fact that it's on a popsicle stick, it's playful.
Very much so.
Yeah. So the second product that we brought in today is a Riesling poached pear sorbet. This is from a producer out in Columbus. You're starting to see it in the local Maryland marketplace called Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams. Mm-hmm. She does a lot of work with seasonality and seasonal flavors. This one, she says, was inspired from a recipe many years ago. And basically, the traditional technique of poaching pears in wine is very common.
Sure.
The challenge is that pears have a lot of water, mm-hmm. and Riesling has a lot of water, too.
Wow.
So this, it has a really nice, smooth kind of flavor like you'd expect from a pear with a little bit of the sweetness from the Riesling. And what's really interesting about it is that they had to use a tapioca syrup to get it to really freeze because of the water content.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something Amazing. That a home cook would normally use.
Right, right. And it's good because it doesn't have that graininess that pears have. It's very well done.
Right, and the other thing that's really interesting is that it's not rock solid as an ice cream. It's a very soft
sure.
consistency.
Yeah.
It melts very easy.
Mm-hmm. And listeners at home, we are tasting these.
Al, let me give you
Amazing.
Another one right here.
Yeah, I need another one. What else you got there, Adam?
So of course, what goes well with ice cream, but you need something to put on top?
Sure.
And so I brought in today a jar of a Selgri caramel sauce. Selgri is a type of sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than have the flecks of salt in the sauce, it's actually mixed in so you taste the saltiness,
yeah.
but it doesn't actually
have... Yeah, salted
have...
caramel is awesome, and I love that constant, the contrast of sweet and salty.
Right. So this, when you taste it, it almost tastes a little bit like a brittle or something because
yeah.
it's got
Oh, yeah, like
that,
peanut brittle, yeah.
Right, because you're not used to having the salt with the caramel.
And you put this yeah. on top of ice cream?
And you can put it on top of ice cream. It melts, comes in a jar. It's from CC Made.
Or you can just dip a spoon into it.
Or fruit. Yeah, you can just dip fruit in it.
It's really awesome. Well, this is really kind of a brave new world, and I'm really glad that the adults have something cold and tasty that we can put our spoons into. It's just a wonderful idea, and so many different possibilities, and it's amazing how many savory things work out well in ice cream.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, certainly these kinds of trends start at restaurants, and now you're starting to see in the grocery store.
Well, Adam, thanks for being with us. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White, for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station.